my life and stuff like that.
Okay, hello, good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander. I'm here to host my show, Line Platform Happiness. Today, my guest is Jojo Savard. I hope I pronounced you.
Jojo Savard. That's me. I love you and I kiss you, everybody.
All right, well, thank you. That's good. Now, you know, let's start off with something that I'd read. I read in the book, the top 100 top psychics in America, that you wanted to, like, lock your brother in a closet or something. Can you explain the story behind that?
Yeah, this is the beginning of my path, because I had a very bubbly personality, very young in age, and nobody never thought that I would go into the psychic and the astrology and the new age, you know. And 5 years old, I'm very, very energy sensitive, and I have that special connection with people, animals, and everything. And I see auras very young in age, of course, so that was not easy since I was brought up Catholic, and there was a whole, you cannot really express it that much. And my mother never really knew, but one day I knocked at the door. I said, listen, I had that incredible panic attack of my brother. It's a vision. It was, I looked at him, he was 2 years old, I'm 5 years old, and I said, I see him like going on a train, and in my little world as a child was like some angels were picking him up in the train. He was through the train, he was going to heaven. In the world of my, you know, the way I was brought up, the heaven was my paradise place that I figured when people pass away, that's where they go. So I told my mom, he's going to heaven, the angels are going to bring him in the train. Please put him in the cupboard because I don't want him to go. So she says, please don't say such nonsense. He's not going anywhere. He's 2 years old. And the train, it's impossible because we were in the vacation during the summer on top of a mountain, and there was a train going all around the mountain, but there was a gigantic fence. There was nobody. There was no way a two-year-old child could even go there. It was like impossible. So I kept crying and crying and saying, please, please. And I was trying to shove him in the, it was a huge cupboard on the top, the third floor of that summer house. And she just said, stop it already. And I said, I'm telling you, you need to, I don't want him to go. And eventually what happened is he, three days exactly, a couple of days before his birthday, as exactly as I'd seen it, he was killed by that train. Nobody knows, still there. I never had a real a vision of how he got under the fence. This, I worked at it for a long time, was not able to see it. I just know that he, that the vision was him just flying to heaven through the train. So that was a big thing, because then when that happened, my mother ran down the stair, the whole, you know, there was like an orchard tree, all kind of apples going on. I remember running, and she goes, and everybody's like there, the stop train, it was like a whole chaos drama. It was like, in my mind, it was like probably one of the most stressful panic attack I had at that time. And she said, you know, you made it happen. You know, it's like you made it happen. And it was funny how she sort of blamed, instead of like working with the energy, she sort of like, so everybody were looking at me, how did she know? She said, she predicted it. She just told me that of course she had to go to some therapy for a little while. I was sort of like connected with my brother. I could see, and what is beautiful is until the age of 14, Even when he was in the white coffin and this whole thing went down, it created a whole scandal in the town I was in. At church, of course, the priest was saying, well, you know, you have to be careful with psychic stuff because, you know, you could be working with the dark side. They used to call it the devil or whatever, yeah, which I don't believe in. So suddenly everybody pointed at me. So I sort of developed a reputation of sort of like some psychic or something, like a psychic child. So everybody used to, later on after that, when I was even doing the whole morning, say, hey, could you tell me this, and could you tell me this, and tell me, do you think this I'm going to have a child, or do you think I'm this guy likes me, or they just kept behind the scenes, even though the priest had said, you know, be careful with that kind of situation. So I went through a whole experience of finally then other people being aware of the gift and started, even though I was still mourning with my brother. This was the only real, what you call, experience where I was able to communicate with his spirit until after 14 years old. I was never able to connect with him. But he helped me a lot until 14, even when I came to do readings or I did some stuff sometime with people. He sort of was able to almost challenge me some answers. After 14, we went to the whole healing and everything was okay because I was able to him realize that he was kept feeding me the answer that it's perfection, you know, like the universe is perfect, everything is perfect, and it's the whole, I think, awareness of being able not to connect with the dark side of life, but rather that he was in the light and kept confirming all this, so there was no judgment, no nothing, so I just sort of like, it made my whole journey extraordinary and much more compassionate and much more being able to get out of the sin business and go into what you call unconditional love. But after 14, for some reason, I was not able to connect. I felt, but I think he reincarnated. Later on, when I went to India, like in my early 20s, I went to try to understand these things. I studied with different kind of masters, different kind of gurus, different kind of people who are really, you know, experts in these fields to finally understand, you know, that it was that life is an illusion, everything is energy, nothing ever dies. And that particular experience of my brother that I adored so much, because he did look like a little angel, and I know, you know, through that, there's no such thing as death per se. I always say to people, live your life like you don't die, because everything you start, you will have to finish and make full circle. That's pretty much the philosophy. And okay, it was very sad, it was very painful, it was a loss, but it did open up a gate of finding out the connection of the gift that I had, and from that moment on, I think it was decided already that I want to share my energy with everybody around, reassure them, first of all, that everything is okay, that everything in the universe is absolutely love and abundance, and you could reach out with this, and there's no such thing as sin per se, but rather it's all love and forgiveness and all that kind of energy. This is what I've been spending my life doing this. And this is where the astrology kicked in, the numerology kicked in, the palmistry. When I was in India, I went through the whole 3 years of studying deeper in the Sanskrit to actually confirm pretty much the gift that I had in the beginning since actually 5 years old.
Let me ask you about something, because this is something that I've learned. And it's funny that you bring up numerology. I have learned, and I don't know if you knew this, maybe you did. You see, the thing is, I tried to learn astrology. I really did make it an honest attempt to try to learn it. The problem was that whenever I sat down, it was like it was almost like, you know, putting up a VCR. I just couldn't understand it. I just couldn't make it work. So one day I was sitting, not to hijack anything, but I'll explain it. So I tried to do, you know, numerology, and I read about 10 books on it. I found it all very, very fascinating, and you know, it was all very, very fascinating. But see, the thing is, this is something that I read, and tell me if you've heard this. When you are looking at a clock and the clock says 1:11, 2:22, 3:33, or something of that nature.
Yes.
Then that means that it's those people who are passed on are watching.
Depends. It all depends. Every case is different. Some people channel energy. Of course, all your ancestors, once you enter the reincarnation wheel of this life, in this earth, okay? In the universe, there's all kinds of forms of life. Everything is energy. And the truth is the God force is in you as it is in everything else. And the clock is a very good symbol, because what it does, it's related to more to the mental. And some people, let's say, will have that kind of connection to be able to see a message to the clock, especially when you deal with numbers 11, and 22. These are very especially powerful numbers for spirit to connect. So let's say your birth vibration is 3, and you at the clock you happen to be at a certain moment during the day looking at the clock, which it's not an accident. This is a synchronicity, and you go, oh my God, it's 3:11. And yet you get that phone call from somebody that you didn't think you would get. Usually because it says stop and open. It means like it's the clock is usually a good way for the mental part of you to connect with the universal mind. That means there's a message for you somewhere out there. So, but when you do a numerology chart for somebody, usually you'll be able to find out, first of all, their birth numerology by calculating, you know, their day, month, and year together. And then you come up with some kind of analysis, what kind of number they are. And when it comes to the clock, you'll always, some people, there won't be a message. It depends of if somebody has a very strong Neptunian in their chart, usually they'll be able to connect with the clock. But not everybody does that, except it is wonderful to still see how your psychic ability, because remember, everybody has a little psychic. We all have that universal connection with the truth and understanding, you know, of the force which we are, because we're not separated from God. God is, we're not. It is we're not. The God divine energy is like in a bottle called body, and by the time, you know, we come and go, that bottle is a temporary state to be. So I would suggest that when people do connect with clocks and they see sometimes a repetition of the clock maybe at during the day or during the week, people say, oh, it's 2:11, or it's like
just now I looked at the clock and it's 1:11 right now. I'm not making
Yeah, you see? So that means we're having a synchronicity. That means there's a message there. There's some kind of a spirit energy that's passing by, and it's worth to, it means stop and listen, stop and watch, stop and observe. Remember, the universe is eavesdropping at our every thought and every word all the time. So it's fascinating to, when you have those moments, like it catches your attention, means stop, listen, watch, we have something for you here. So now you're getting some kind of connection. So you should make a wish. Because 11 is always asking. 11, it means something opening up for you to reach out. It's,
well, what's
it's,
funny
it's,
is that I interviewed this this lady, and she told me, this is actually a true story. This is a true story. She told me, this is what happened. When I, she was a model. And actually, it's funny, because I think you said that you were a model, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is interesting, because now this is the reason, I guess this is another reason why this is interesting. I don't know if you still model or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still model?
Not anymore. Because I still have a lot of fun, you know, wearing magnificent clothes, and I will host certain kind of, I even had an opportunity to hear, but it's sort of like more hosting kind of situation, because the fashion part I just adore. Because it's like the energy, it's a colorful energy. And
Okay.
Well,
let me tell you, it's interesting. I want to tell you this, because this is the difference. If you look at the people that I've interviewed, they, and I never mean for it to be like this, but it just sort of happened like this. Mm-hmm. I wound up interviewing a lot of models and a lot of psychics.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting when you can talk to somebody who's done both.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something that I've found, okay? When I interview a model, and this is one of the reasons I love interviewing them, they're like, okay, for question number two, that's where they'll get with me right beforehand. They're like, for question number two, change the wording and put this here. In question number five, take that wording out and put that in instead. That last question, maybe number three said what number six question is, so you don't need to put that in. In other words, they're planners. They're obsessive planners.
Yeah.
Everything is, you know, about how they sound.
Try to control it. Yeah.
Try to control it. Okay. Now, when I interview a psychic, this is what happens. Don't tell me anything, okay? Don't say anything to me. Don't give me any information. No. One second. I'm going to sit. Don't say anything to me. So when you have someone that's both, you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's sort of, there's no psychic models. Are you laughing?
I love it. You're very, very, very perceptive because you never thought about it, but that's a very wonderful paradigm to bring out. I love it. That means you're bringing up, you're opening up a door of different kind of expression. Yeah, so
right.
That means you would have both. It means, it's somebody that's more rational, but also irrational. It means with the signs and non-signs. So it's somebody that maybe has the ability to bring the spirit into matter, maybe, or more easily. And it's true that everybody in the psychic world, you have different varieties. You have different variables. You have different kind of a way of channeling and expressing the thing. Some people are more prophet of doom. Some people are more... more positive. Some people are more accurate. Some people, they ask questions. Some people don't. Everybody's different. But at the end of the day, I think what counts is that, let's say, if you're really, really good, like let's say I'm the greatest psychic in the world and I really have that gift. Okay, cool. Look at their record story. Were they able to predict if presidents were elected? Were they able to predict certain kind of things in the world? Were they able to predict in their own lives and their clients, whatever outcomes were? And there's some psychics who, what they do, they strictly pick up the energy but don't transcend it. I have a lot of people because I used to have a psychic lines in Canada for many years, and I had about 700 psychics working for us, and we had different kind of experts in different fields, and everybody had a forte. Some people were good in relationships, some people were good for lottery numbers, some people are good like a therapist, kind of a good listener, able to soothe the soul. Some other people were very blunt about the predictions, like it was like sometimes positive or negative, didn't make a difference. It just went about, although we were priding ourselves to always keep a certain group of people who had a very positive outlook at life, at the end of the day, everybody has a different. But the key is whatever your predictions are, whatever your therapy or your protocol is, has to bring the person to a positive state, and you have to either predict something that is to help them to manifest it faster or say it's fait accompli, or in my case, I pride myself to alter the energy. I transcend the energy. So let's say somebody calls me and says, oh, I'm going on the plane, I'm going to Hawaii, it's going to be great, and I'm picking up this vision. And I'm looking at the chart to check the vision. I went, what is that? I'm feeling that kind of dark, whatever. There's something bothering me. So I look at the chart. I check a few things here and there. Boom, I got it. So I tell the person, please do not take the plane. It happened with my sister. I told her, don't do it. Don't go. So she was okay.
Whoa, that must have been, you would think she'd listen to you considering what happened with your brother.
Well, she was stubborn. She's like an Aquarius Capricorn. Me, I'm a Cancer Leo. So what happened, she was younger, she was very pragmatic, and she's a lawyer today. And we could see she had a huge problem for her to understand what seemed to her totally irrational and that free-spirited and the way I used to connect with things. So she, and I was always right on, so she couldn't. So she loved to say, well, I'm taking that plane. I said, well, you shouldn't. Turned out to be there was a lot of, she almost actually died, but she didn't. She was one of the 10 that made it. But she had, if she had listened. So, of course, eventually along the way, I usually come out very strong, do not take that plane. After many years, you establish a reputation that people could count on the advice you give them.
Did the plane crash?
Yeah, you could, no. Let's say that, what is the power of to be psychic, an astrologer, a numerologist, or anybody who helps people? It's to make their lives better, to make them understand what their truth is, but to guide them along the way also if there's a good energy pattern or bad energy pattern, and say, hey, don't go there, go here, definitely push this, and this is what the purpose of us. Otherwise, why would they need us? Okay, now, what happens with anything? Like, there's an election or there's something happening in the world. You're supposed to tap in. Like, with that plane crash, with this horrible, unbelievable story there, a lot of psychics came to CNN, the three of them, they all said, well, the plane did not crash. It's somewhere on land, and they're still alive and all that stuff. So me, when I had the vision, I didn't see that. I knew, first of all, I had an insight. I had a vision. It's like all water signs. I look at the whole chart. Oh, my God. Overly saturated with water in the chart. So you go into that psychic state, and you go, no, no, it's in the water. So then I went further. It was like a smoke, people falling asleep, the plane just riding on its own, eventually crashing down the thing, and I am absolutely certain it was a mechanical. It was the way I saw it. I said, no, that's not terrorism. This plane is not on land. And yet the one who were on CNN, for some reason, they came out with those kind of stories. And, you know, God bless them, but I really feel that it would be nice to tell the people, yes, the people are alive. But me, I would rather just, I did tweet it anyways. I said, it's all smoke, it's mechanical misfunction. It goes like an image, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at the end of the plane. And will they find it? Yes, absolutely. It's going to take a while, but they will. They will be.
Are you talking about this recent flight?
It's like it's a vision. It comes in, it's like a flash, shluck, and you know it. It's like, I remember with Obama, if you know even some very, 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 like, American, very popular, very, you know, people who have made their name, many people miss. Like, you have, like, Sylvia Brown, who passed away. You had Jacqueline Stallone, who I know, by the way. I know pretty much all of them. You know, they all said
they'll never be
elected.
Jackie,
you know what I mean?
Stallone.
They're not. How could you be?
I interviewed Jackie Stallone.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I know her very well. She's amazing, but she was not able to predict that that Obama was going to be elected and reelected. She said absolutely not. So, you know, from now, if she ever says they're going to get a divorce, it doesn't make sense, because if you miss that he would be elected, you miss. Same thing with Sylvia Brown. She passed away, but people will have to make up their minds. Need to have the proof in the pudding.
Did you know she said that they were going to get divorced? Did you listen to my interview with her?
No, but also it was in the Enquirer.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And I remember your interview. You talked about it, but she's been making a lot of noise about that in our necks of the woods, you know.
Okay,
she's
let me tell you.
She told everybody
stuff.
They would be. And me, I looked at the chart, and I went like, what? There's no divorce. So, you know, me, I find that what I tell people, the proof is in the pudding. You go to see an astrologer or a psychic or medium sensitive, let's say, to connect with spirits. I do that, but not too much of it, because it's a lot of energy, and there's some people who have that truly the gift of that, and that takes a lot. It's an expertise, but a lot of them pretend they have it, but they don't. And you know, there's a lot of people on TV sometimes that people, they would be shocked to know that the game is rigged most of the time. But they are. I have some personal friends who are what you call medium sensitive psychic. They're amazing. It means that somebody passed away and you're very in pain or something like that, and you want to connect with that. She, you know, actually it's a man and a woman. They both have the gift to do that. But I know a lot of people who say they do, but it's another thing. You need to come up with something that you could count on. And the only way you know is that your predictions have to have a record. Me, I've been doing this for a long time, and they call me 9.5. Most of the time, I never miss on the fact. I miss sometimes in timing, but never on the fact. And I've been put in the hot water many, many times where most people wouldn't even go there. And I pride myself to, if I know what I know, therefore I should come up and say it, you know. And I either I'm good or I'm not good. But me, I don't even care about that. What I care is just to bring more hope and to share my gifts in order for people to find a real love and stop, like, losing their time, maybe sometime with some bad relationship, or to get the right career or something they love to do, or to make peace with their children and to be able to, you know, conquer their dreams, manifest whatever they want. I do a lot of meditation in my protocol in order to help people change and shift their energy in order to manifest what they want. Because God is within you. It's not out of you. And if you work with that source, it's amazing. This is what you call psychic. Therefore, you could really make things happen in your life, and you could sort of like heal certain things or manifest certain dreams, you know. And everybody should have abundance. Everybody should be healthy. Everybody should have a good relationship. Everybody. So except there's laws of attractions, and there's a universal connection that you need to know in order to work with it, in order to make it happen. And that's what I do. It's like more, I'm a, sort of a more of a fairy in some way. I come, it's not a magic wand per se, but I come with a nice box of tools that I've acquired through my life in order to go, you know, like to use the psychic ability, just bring out, bring about a beautiful outcome. And everybody has that within themselves. You don't need to suffer. The suffering and the pain and all that stuff, that's part of the process, but you have to focus on the sun, not on the clouds. Focus on the sun and the clouds. Focus on the sun. Most people, they focus on the clouds and they create more clouds. But there's a way to do that just to, when you take somebody, like your life, you're a Scorpio, right? Are you?
No, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, you're a Gemini. I don't know why, do you have any Scorpio planets at all?
I don't know. I mean, I will tell
doesn't
you.
Doesn't matter. So you also, you're in the perfect business, communication. So you're in a very good business. I don't know why. I think I when I listened to one of your programs, I don't remember which one, you, I remember, yeah, I think, it was a Cancer girl. I think it was a Cancer girl who was with you. Was she a Cancer?
Well, you're right about girl. That. You're right, yes. Her name is DT.
She's very sweet. I loved her. I thought she was really sweet and nice and loving and wow, that's a good person, you know, to
well actually let me tell you something about her. She has had a year, and usually when you say this you think it's gonna be something bad, but I'm gonna tell you the opposite. Over the past 12 months, that woman has had the most incredible streak of good luck.
Because of Jupiter on her sun.
And I mean, like, you know, just all sorts of stuff. I mean, I won't tell you all of this because, you know, I would rather her say it on the air. But like, she was saying things like, I mean, just amazing. I mean, just like, you know, one, she got married. And two, I'll tell you that she got married, but, like, she's been trying to get her book out. And, you know, recently, you know, just a whole slew of good fortune has hit her.
You know what? Because Jupiter. It's Cancers now. They have Jupiter in their signs, and it affects Scorpios and Pisces as well. You are Gemini. That means you have Jupiter in your second. It means it's more, and the you're going to be, by the end of the year, I'm picking up even in your voice, there's a, about financial stability and also being able to get more, to find your place in your niche, and suddenly, boom, you're going to see by the end of 14 with the horsepower, the wood horsepower on you, which has a double effect on the Gemini people. So that means you're transiting towards, like a, you're going to make a somersault by the summer, and you're going to bing, bang in the autumn months, like, wow, you'll be at that place, like, almost like her, because
well,
you're now...
The reason I say that is, yeah, is that my goal is to move to California, and Maria Papapetros was on, and she goes, and then she goes, and I'm doing her accent, not to make fun of her, but just doing her accent. She goes,
yeah,
I see you said in October, and it was something to that effect, and you know, it was that something substantial would have to be in effect for me to go to California in October, but it was just you know, amazing that she would be able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'm telling you, substantial things have happened to DT. DT.
Well, I just picked up a very good vibration when I listened to her, and she has a lot of love to give, and she has a pure heart. So do you, by the way. You have a true love for humans. You don't need to do what you're doing. I love that. That means you're reaching out. You want to put people on your beautiful golden wings. You have the heart at the right place. And you're
well, you know, it's
as
sort
well.
Of funny. No, I don't want to interrupt you, but it's sort of funny. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be famous or not. I really don't. I mean, maybe you see me as famous. I don't know. But the thing is that it's something that I'm trying to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that fame comes to the useful, not necessarily just to the people who want to be famous.
But
I mean,
you know what? Yeah, you don't have the intention of, you don't do, you know what, you're kind of person is a journey is more important, and you open up a conversation. The most beautiful gift you could give to people, which you're giving right now, and giving all the time you do those interviews or all the other beautiful things you do, is you open up the conversation between people to share. Wow, this is like amazing that you do that. And as long as you do that, you are doing the most beautiful higher calling you could ever do. Because by talking, you solve problems. By talking, you express yourself, and you connect all the unique individuals to other unique individuals. And together, it's like you are becoming you, an instrument of love. You are an instrument of connecting everybody with each other so that everybody, we could all find a solution and we could all gracefully walk on the path of, you know, unity. This is what you do. You're a catalyst in a way. You're a catalyst of having a conversation and allowing people to have a conversation, you know, to about life, about who they are, about other people, and you connect people. That's amazing.
Now,
kudos to you.
I want to ask you something. You know, whenever I have Kim Allen on, she's another friend of mine, and I noticed that was another similarity between the two of you, is that she'll go down the sign.
Mm-hmm.
Now, recently there was a, red blood.
Oh, the bloody, that was an amazing one. You know why? Because it was aligned with Mars. And not only that, it opened the door with the Grand Cross. Did you know that today, as we speak, it's an amazing, powerful, extraordinary, you're the 23rd. You're right into what you call the cardinal sign Grand Cross. That particular Grand Cross with the alignment of Mars and that incredible, incredible eclipse that we had on the 15th, on the Libra, with the Mars, because Mars is going backwards on Libra. That's the Mars is the ruler of Aries. That means the people who are listening right now, what a blessing that we have the voice, because I really invite everybody to really connect to their soul and their divine part and really, really ask the universe for something they want to manifest in their lives. Because that means the gates of heaven opened up on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd today, and 24th. It's what you call a grand cross, which shifts the energy around in such a deep, profound way that it makes everybody's, that people get up and they don't know what it is, but they feel different, and they feel super sensitive, and they say, oh, I got to change this, I got to make that phone call. I don't know if I like my career. I think that relationship, I'm not quite happy. It's sort of the universe putting a pressure cooker energy on everybody in the world, in the powers that be, in the leadership, in the economy, in the government, in everybody's life, to sort of shift from Pisces age to Aquarian age. This is what happened. Now we are sitting right in that grand cross that will fade away by Friday, and now that means the shift from Pisces age 2,000 years finally switching to the Aquarian age, and all of us, you and me, especially you and I, because we deal and communicating with people all the time, and we want to make a difference, and we really want to be part of the game and part of this whole journey. But what a blessing that you and I are connecting today, and that your followers and the people who are listening to us today, that we could all join forces and open our hearts to the universe and say, hey, universe, you are me, I am you. Touch your solar plexus with your two hands and say, I want a perfect love in my life, or I want a financial independence for the better good of me and the world. Always make a wish for including everybody else, because when you wish something for yourself, but it's also for the better good of everybody, you are now aligning yourself with the law of attraction. So this is the couple of days that we have now, a great opportunity for all of us to truly, truly put your hands out there and say, universe, I need this in my life. I don't want. Want is not... It's something to do with the ego, which also the ego is a good thing. But now it's time to go soul. It's time to connect with the universe. This is our real home. We come from the universe. We go back to the universe and just reach out and say, I need this in my life right now. I need healing in this. I need a breakthrough in this. And I'm telling you, within the next 7 days to the next 7 months, a lot of that wish that you make today, especially if you have an opportunity to go out in the sun, connect to the heavens and look there wherever you are and say, I want this in my life today. I need this in my life for the better good of me, the people I love in the world. So please, universe, you know, work with me and help me with this. Even if you have a healing problem, if you had some sickness, if you have anything, this is a healing miracle time for all of us. Except it's hard because it makes us very soul, and people have a problem to go soul because they rather be more comfortable in the physical and the mind, which is more negative. So suddenly when the universe pushes you out of this and you have to see the reality as it is and go back to soul, it's like difficult. But at the end of the day, if you surrender completely to the universe, it's amazing how you could finally get miracles in your life, as we all deserve, because we all have it in us. But we have to go back to the source. For me, that's what I do with my clients. I work with them in order to absolutely, first of all, love and put themselves, you know, in the love energy and get back to the possibility of making their lives, you know, as perfect as they could be and make them realize that everything is possible. I always say that anything is possible. Everything is negotiable with the universe. It's up to you. And you're not separated. You are part of it. And the whole psychic phenomena, and believe me, you know what the miracle is going to happen in the next 25, 30, 50 years? People, I see auras. Many people don't see auras, and yet there's going to be a time where everybody will see auras. So therefore, people will be able to take the mask out and be more authentic, and we could all share in helping each other in order to be the best that we could be. Isn't that the whole point of being able to be psychic? It's just to be able to see the truth about certain things in order to transcend it to be the best it could be. I have a big mouth, and I talk a lot.
Anyway,
Uranus in Gemini,
that's
why.
It's a lot of fun having you on. And I just wanted to let you know, I hope we can do this soon, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because especially when you have special events, you know, like that particular bloody moon, that was amazing. But it pushed people off balance. I have never seen so many calls in my life. I'm telling you, hundreds of like emails and calls. And I said, oh my God, you could see. So what it did, people went like, okay, I got to solve this. I got to conquer this. Or some people, they were up to maybe they didn't know if they should make the plunge or not, or whatever it is. So if everybody's listening right now, whatever happened is happening to you now for the next couple of days, it's all good. Look at it. It's the universe just calling you to look into the soul and your potentiality and realize that everything indeed is possible. But you got to work with the source. You can't do it on your own. That's the key. That's not being religious per se. It's being spiritual. It's going back to work with the source and to meditate and stuff like that. Do you do any meditation at all? You look like
what I do is when I lay in bed, I close my eyes, and I believe that that's when the soul kind of goes inward more.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do when
you
close your eyes?
Yeah.
You just receive whatever comes to you, or what do you do?
Well, I try to relax, and then I try to, you know, it just stops everything. I look at it, it's kind of like what I'm seeing is deceptive. You know, so if I close my eyes, then it's off. It's not being seen.
That's right.
And
you know, when you close your eyes, you go soul. Well, it's unbelievable. And I suggest also to all your beautiful listeners today, when you sleep, you always make sure it's dark, because this is the way we were. The DNA is made since the beginning of time on Earth. You know, we follow the cycles of the sun. And in order to get the cortisone to shut down, so if you have a bedroom or wherever you sleep that is not completely dark, buy yourself a blast mac so you could go soul at night for the healing.
Are you there?
Yes. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
You there?
Yes, there. Hello?
Hello?
I think the Grand Cross is acting on us.
The what?
The Grand Cross is doing some electrical charges.
Yeah. But anyway, the time is almost up, but it was really a lot of fun to have you on the show. I hope you can have you back.
Delighted, and I invite people to go to my website, jojosavard.com, and definitely happy to. I do Skype reading, and I would be delighted. Phone readings, of course, if you're in California, we could even meet. So I invite people, if they really need a little push and they want a little bit more to understand better who they are and the uniqueness of who they are. And I invite them to connect with me. I would be delighted to be just part of their journey and make them the best I could be. And you do a you are wonderful. You are true. What I like about you, you're authentic. And this is one of you have no mask on. And God bless you for this. And I feel you're going to love the autumn months of 2014. I think the horse is going to carry you to a beautiful place. And may you reach as many people as possible because you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.